This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
There's a knock at my door. Who is it?
Adel and JPC.
Two ghosts. Adel and JPC.
And two ghosts. So there's four of us. There's Adel, JPC, two ghosts. Ghosts, what are your names?
My name is Marcus Andretti. Wink.
And I am Spooky Henry Winkler.
We're not with them. We're not with them.
I think they might be at the wrong door. Who are you here to see? I don't...
Aaron Keefe.
Oh.
Did you guys get an appointment?
Musical guest.
Wait. Anyways. There's a fifth person here.
There's a fifth that's name? A ghost.
Daryl Hammond.
Guys.
Isn't he the new...
It's him.
I thought you were coming to stay with me for our live show. In April, you're a tiny bit early, I feel like.
Aaron,
oh my
fool,
effing God.
We told you we're going to be here a little early because we wanted to do a home makeover.
Make
Move
home
that
over.
Truck. They drove a truck. Aaron, they drove a truck into your place. I'm so sorry.
No. Yeah,
Aaron,
oh my God, everything
we cannot
broken.
Pay for that. We
well,
cannot be paying
to be
for
fair,
that.
To be fair, Aaron, your place is made over.
Okay, yeah, now there's just a Dodge truck in the middle of my living room. Thanks for literally nothing, you guys. Yeah.
Well, Aaron, you goofy squirrel, I think what you're talking about is our live show in L.A., your hometown, at Dynasty Typewriter, which is Friday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m., and I think we're doing a live stream as well.
I guess so. You could kind of watch it live in L.A. or anywhere in the world, and you can go to HeyRiddleRiddle.com/live to get your tickets. I don't know. I mean, this is just off the dome, Aaron.
Friday, April 7th.
Okay.
April 7th.
I guess you guys can stay
April
with
7th.
Me until that show. You can sleep in the bed of the truck, I guess.
Okay, good. And
that's why they call it a bed.
We have one quick favor to ask. We didn't pack any clothes. So... Can we be naked for
a wrestle, Sean?
Yes and yes. I can't wait for that live show. That's going to be a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun in the last Dynasty.
Okay. Opening bit is over. Opening bit is over. Quick Hey Riddle Riddle meeting. How do we think we did with that flawless, targeted promotion for our thing within the context of a comedy bit to open our podcast?
Can I be honest? Too many ghosts, I think.
Yes.
Wow.
I felt that.
The message got lost.
Too many ghosts.
And I felt that.
Ghost meeting. Now that the opening is over, everyone huddle up.
How do we think we did as guest stars in that opening scene?
Crushed it. Absolutely crushed it.
We're the musical guest. Yep.
Bare naked ladies.
It's been a while since we've recorded. I missed you guys.
Aaron, have you gotten any taller?
No.
Have you grown new nails? Aaron, Aaron, we have breaking news.
Wow.
Casey, insert some sort of old-timey breaking news sound right there. Dee-dee-dee-doot. No, that's not what I asked for.
The guy earns his paycheck.
Aaron, here's the thing. I would love to catch up. I would love to talk about how it's been so long and how we all miss each other, which of course we did.
Mm.
But there's something huge that has happened in the American Dollverse.
Yes.
I need to talk to you immediately, and of course JPC chime in as well, about the brand new 90s characters who have it all. Glitter, a little grunge, and lots of girl power. Get twinspired by our new historical characters, Isabel and Nikki. We have this is not a drill. We have 90s twins American
Wait,
girl
this
dolls.
Isn't a drill tweet?
This is not a drill tweet. Isabel
I saw
and Nikki
this and
Hoffman.
I was like, drill fell off, man.
These are twins from the 90s, Isabel and Nikki Hoffman. Now, Aaron, I'm going to go through each character because they are very different. Even though they're twins, a lot of people think twins are the samesies. They are not. They have their own wants, their own needs, their own personalities. Now,
truth.
Let's start with Nikki Hoffman. Nikki has blue eyes that open and close. I mean, so far, I think this is pretty close to her sister.
Okay. Great.
She has long, straight brown hair with two blonde face framing highlights. With two blonde face framing highlights. I don't understand that sentence. With two blonde face framing
it's
highlights.
It's like little
blonde pieces
there's at the front of your
got
face.
It. She has a soft cotton body. Hold on. Dead stop.
Same girl.
I'm reading off the American Girl doll site. They said she has a soft cotton body. Now,
I'm sorry. Are you reading off the American Girl site or are you reading Warren lyrics?
Oh, I'm on Hinge.
she got a soft cotton body.
I also have a proud American Girl body. Adel, I don't even think you have to continue because this immediately felt like violence to me when I saw this.
Yes.
I'd say maybe 100 Hey Riddle Riddle listeners sent this to me going like, emergency. They're calling these dolls historical. These are history dolls. And I'm like, no, because I was playing with these dolls in the 90s. And so that would mean, and then I looked in the mirror and I said, who's that old woman standing in the way of my reflection? And then I went, oh! And it was
me. Went, fuck you. You paid me to clean. Don't call me an old woman.
It hurt me. It hurt me. Yeah. And I'm in pain and I'm old like Adel now and it hurts.
Whoa, ouch. Okay.
I'm
I
old.
A stray bullet there.
Old Adel.
Adel, ouch. What did you wake up in the morning? Adel's in pain. Did you yawn?
Here's the thing.
Did you try to get up too fast?
I breathed too hard. Aaron, I know you said I don't have to continue, but I need to. Because yeah, I'm still caught up on she has a soft cotton body. Mm-hmm. Which sounds like a pickup line, like, girl, I opened a bottle of Tylenol, dumped it out, and pulled out your body. That's not a pickup line.
I mean,
soft cotton body. Hashtag soft cotton body.
It wouldn't work on me, but I won't say it won't work.
She has a soft cotton body, and her movable head and limbs are made of smooth vinyl. Mm-hmm. Nikki arrives wearing a gray t-shirt with purple binding, a t-shirt dress with star graphics on the front, a plaid flannel shirt, same girl, ankle socks, platform sneakers, and cotton underwear. Mm-hmm. Again, I can't stress enough. This is on the American Girl site.
Her body and her underwear have the same material, and that's what's interesting.
Nikki also has a backwards baseball cap, so she's kind of the sporty one. She also says she has a ribbon necklace with a yin yang pendant.
Wait.
Unfortunately, you're just describing the Olsen twins. JBC, what do you think?
Does one of these have a backwards baseball cap and one of them have a flannel?
Yes. No, sorry, they're one and the same, because otherwise that's us. We're basically Nikki and Isabel.
We are Nikki, the American Girl doll.
Also, one of them is obsessed with aliens. All her accoutrement in her room is all alien stuff, and then the other one has like a plastic inflatable chair. And I know, Aaron, I know your eyes are screaming, what about Isabel? And I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, what about Isabel?
Isabel is growing up in the late 90s in Seattle with her twin Nikki by her side, and they're opposites in so many ways. Isabel loves dancing, pop music, glitter, and all things pink.
Yeah.
She prefers pink and preppy fashions, even when they make her stand out from the crowd, and she keeps her favorite accessories close at hand. I wonder about Isabel's measurements. Well, she's 18 inches tall. She has a soft cotton body.
I swear to God, she told me she was 18 inches tall.
Officer, she said she had a soft cotton body.
I've never had like a perfect description of how my body is built and how it feels. And I for sure have a soft cotton body.
The touch,
that feels so
the feel
body.
Of Aaron's body, the fabric of our lives. Isabel arrives wearing a cropped cable knit sweater with attached collared shirt, a plaid skirt, knee socks, platform shoes, and cotton underwear. She has a felt beret.
Oh. It's
kind of fun. And
every beret you touch is a felt beret.
What are grin pins?
I don't know.
Okay.
I saw these and I was like, I like that they're twins and they come in two. Maybe I can get these for my nieces one day.
Mm.
But I don't know. There's probably better American Girl dolls to get them. I already got one of them, Samantha, for her fourth birthday, and she didn't really care about it.
Yeah.
So
we're too young for Samantha.
Aaron, can I ask you a question about American Girl dolls?
Sure.
These two are from the 90s.
Right.
Are all of the other ones from like the 1750s? Like, is there? Okay, so is there? There's no 1910s American Girl doll.
Oh no,
or...
there is.
Okay,
so they're from like a span, and sure. I would say for a long time the most recent one was from the 1940s, and that was Molly.
Mm.
And then right around the time where I stopped playing with the dolls, I think
2 years ago.
2 years ago, like when I was 28, 29, they released one from the 70s Her name might be Julia. Like, they go into the Disney vault.
We tagged Molly. We released her into the wild.
But there was one from the 70s, and I remember thinking, like, whoa, that's recent. And then somehow in the last few years, I think there's might be an 80s one, and now there's a 90s one, which means there's going to be a historical doll from, like, 2005 at some point, and that's just spooky. Chilling.
Well, the good news is we have yet to get an American doll, girl doll, that remembers 9/11. So
yes, that's true.
So in the American Girl doll universe, 9/11 has not happened yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh man, they can fucking wear their shoes on airplanes. God damn it! So lucky these American girl dolls don't know how good they have it.
Well, I assume the next one will be like Y2 Caitlin or something.
Y2 Caitlin.
And then we get into
COVID Carly. comes with a mask.
Aaron, is there one from like
societal collapse, Susan?
Aaron, is there one from like the Dust Bowl era that has a hard cotton body? Do we have a hard cotton body?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, the baby ones I think had harder bodies. I don't really remember though. They all have soft cotton bodies.
Soft hands cotton on bodies. A hard cotton body. Is that anything? It's nothing.
it's nothing at all.
Let it go. Whee!
Whee! But I hope we haven't seen each other in a few weeks. I hope you two are well. I hope
that couldn't
this
be worse.
Podcast finds you well. You couldn't be worse? Great. We're all caught up. Let's do some riddles.
I've been so lonely. Nobody's been texting me. I don't know where you guys have been. But
different Elvis Presley lyrics.
I feel like we've texted a little this week.
We always text a little bit.
We always text a little bit of bullshit, but now we're back on our bullshit for real.
We're really on one today. Well, let's get into our warm-up riddles. And I'm thrilled to say we have some very special bespoke riddles sent in to us from listener and a dear friend of mine. I don't know if either of you have ever met him. A gentleman by the name of Paul Peterson. Now, Paul Peterson is a fantastic dude. He lives in the Seattle area. And he is I think he's worked for like Pokemon and other companies. But he is mostly known
as Pokemon? Which one did he work for?
The fun ones.
I'll tell you right, that Bulbasaur is an asshole boss. I wouldn't wish that on my worst fucking enemy.
Is Caveat a Pokemon?
Is Caveat a Pokemon?
Yeah,
that's a place
Caveat.
We did a live show in New York City years ago.
But he's most known for creating board games. He's created such classic games as Smash Up, which is a very good time, and Guillotine, which is one of my favorite card games. But Paul sent us in. He's inspired by the Hink Pinks. And he created his own, which are called, I'm going to call them Thrink Pinks, because they're three or more
What does
words.
Paul call them?
It doesn't matter. I'm calling
Why them Why don't we leave
pinks.
It to the professional who made the board games? Why does he could probably, yeah.
well,
he could probably
them,
pick that
He
in.
Called them Smash Up, which I don't feel is fair.
Okay, well, that's kind of his thing. That's kind of just free publicity for his wildly popular thing, but okay.
We'll call these three publicity. So these are going to be Hink Pinks, but they're going to have three or more words in them. So let's go ahead and we're going to be off to the races. Here's our first one. Oh, and just a heads up, these are all centering around games. So the answer should involve some sort of game. Cool? Board or otherwise.
Sure.
That should be the name of our podcast, Board or Otherwise. Okay, here's the first Thrink Pink revolving around a game, centering around a game. The main player, so these are like game rules. The main player carries a sack full of worn and torn cloth, which they throw at the other players. If they hit one of them, that player gets the sack.
Oh, boy. What game? So this is, okay, this is like a yard game, this seems, right?
Okay, yeah.
Like horseshoes or something like that.
Interesting.
Bocce. Can you read it again?
The main player carries a sack full of worn and torn cloth, which they throw at the other players. If they hit one of them, that player gets the sack.
Is this like bag tag?
You have two of the words correct. We're looking for a
rag bag tag.
It's rag bag tag.
Okay.
Which is when I was a kid in 92 and we were invading Iraq, that's what I said. I said, are we going into rag bag tag?
I'm smart and I'm a smart guy. And okay, we're all smart guys here. I mean, come on. Yeah, come on.
Well,
come on.
Come on.
But if I weren't a smart guy, what did I just do? How did we get ragbag tag? Is ragbag a game and is tag a game?
I really don't think this is proof of anything. I think we're going to look back at this and realize this isn't proof of anything.
Aaron, we've already sent 10 episodes into space in case alien life is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why did we send
them this? This is something. This podcast is something.
Not of this. We just sent up like 10 random episodes of The Daily. We were like, please.
Oh, yeah, not of our show.
It's a Hayward & Riddle branded spaceship, but... But wait, no, but my question still stands. Is Ragbag a game or is Bagtag a game? What is, help me.
Ragtag bag of bags. Ragtag bag.
The player carries a sack, otherwise known as a bag, full of worn and torn cloth, otherwise known as a rag.
Rag.
And if they hit someone, that player gets the sack.
This is a new game that's never existed before. It's not like we're putting two games that exist together.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm with you now. I'm so smart.
You're with me now?
You're talking a lot about how smart you are.
Hey, Adel, check those footprints in the sand, baby, because when there was only one set of footprints, I was getting a drink. And the guy was going the other way, so I'm backtracking, basically.
These footprints are dabbing.
And let's be for real about this.
Yes. Sure.
Who's the smartest one here?
Casey.
No.
So he smart, he don't need to talk.
Yeah. Thank you, Casey. Of the three of us, who's the smartest?
Yeah, I think I have an answer.
Oh, yeah, I have my answer. All right, why don't we just all say it on the count of three? We're going to all say it on the count of three who we think is the smartest.
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. One.
One.
Two, I don't have an answer.
Two. Three. Aaron.
Adel.
So,
okay.
I mean, fool.
Were you just thinking about the optics because I'm the only lady?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. JPC and I both said Aaron, meaning we trust your brain power implicitly. Aaron, you said me, which means, therefore, I... declaratively am the smartest.
JPC is the smartest.
Whoops.
I take it all back.
He definitely knows the word declaratively, and I just tried to Google that and I couldn't spell it.
Objectively, so. I'm the smartest. Aaron, okay, I think you're the smartest, and here's my reasoning why. If I may show my work on the blackboard.
Right.
When I asked you to do this podcast, you said, I love riddles. I'd love to be a part of it.
Yeah, right. That's true.
First episode on mic, too late to take it back. You say I don't like riddles. I hate them.
Right.
You were so smart to just be like, let me say yes enthusiastically, see where this goes, but I have a backdoor opt-out if I need it.
Yeah, that's true. Are liars smart? Because I'm a liar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a liar. All right.
Andrew liars are smart.
Andrew Dice Clay, what are you doing in here?
Hey, Ickory Dickory Dock, a mouse sucked my...
All right, I'm ready for the next one.
Okay, let's try another one here. Now that we have a good floor, good footing. As players attempt to discover who the killer is, they must also mix flour and fat on a stove.
But
be careful.
Murder.
But be careful, as the mixture can get very sticky. So there's three clues there that should lead to a three-word brand new game.
Okay. And do we have to get them in the right order?
No.
Okay. I would like to say.
Yes.
Clue Rooglu.
That is absolutely
murder
correct.
Barbecue.
Aaron, I take it all back. You're not the smartest.
I know, and I know that.
I do want to see a scene. I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are, it's the summertime, and you're celebrating by throwing a murder barbecue, and JPC is the only person who has shown up to partake in it.
Hey, neighbor. Good to see you.
Oh, fuck.
What's up?
Hey, no, nothing. I was reacting to an email that I had read earlier today. This is great.
Sure, just start measuring you for the grill.
Yeah, I thought so. I figured. I brought Pepsi One.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry. I brought one Pepsi. And it was hot, so I cracked into this thing on the way over too. But I'm happy to split.
No, that's okay. I think I might be the only one eating here today. You a vegetarian? Pescatarian? Libertarian? What are you?
Episcopalian.
Episcopalian. All right. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. That's definitely going to be some garlic.
Hey, the invite, it made it seem like this was like a big annual like bash that you do. No one else is coming?
You know what? It started with a lot of people, but through the years they've kind of dwindled, if you know what I mean.
I love what you've done with the lawn.
What's up?
I love what you've done with the lawn too, with the like the plastic Dexter sheeting all over your grass. Does this help like the grass like to keep like the barbecue sauce off of the grass or
helps the grass to keep the barbecue sauce off of the grass.
I got to try that. I mean, that's something that I'd definitely be interested in trying.
Hey, man, you know what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I said to myself, Steve, it's a murder barbecue. You probably shouldn't go. But I had nothing else to do. No one else was calling. And then I got here and I was like, wow, like you were the only one who showed up. That must say something about you, Steve. Is it crazy that I think this says something about me?
Yeah, I think it's okay. Oh, well, you're in luck. Here comes someone else.
Oh, thank God.
Here's your mail.
Hey, are you a vegetarian?
Already walking away.
No. See, I wanted to eat that mailman.
We all do.
We all wanted to.
What are you doing, a spaghetti impression? Spaghetti nice. Likes to eat the mailman.
Well, wants to, I'm sure.
No, she likes it.
She meant what he said, and he said what he meant.
She just started barking, too, as soon as we said that. And it's honestly probably because the mail is here.
Here's a very important question. I assume it's very different with dogs. My cats, Fries, Brisket, and Coco, all seemingly respond to their names. If you say here and then one of their names, they will come running, if not give a quizzical look.
Mm.
If you say other names, they won't turn around. But when you say theirs, they do turn around slowly and on their own time. So seemingly, I feel like they do know their names, but several other cat owners have said that's not possible. With dog owners, I assume dogs immediately know their name. Does Spaghetti and Lou, do they respond to their names?
Yes, Spaghetti responds to her name. And my thought with cats is that they all know their own names, but most of them do not care.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's...
Yeah. They know the name.
The energy they're giving off.
They identify the name with who they are. They simply don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
We unfortunately fucked up and gave Lou too many nicknames. So she has no idea who she is. No. But she responds to loud noises. So that's good. That's
I hope so.
Someone, maybe I read it in like a book when I was, before I got Spaghetti, I read a book about like raising a puppy. And one of the things in the book said that if you'd give a dog a name that goes like up at the end of the name, which I had already picked out the name Spaghetti, but the E at the end of it, they were like, that is easier for a dog to hear. So like it names that end with Y, like, you know, Spotty or Dotty or whatever are like better for them to hear. I don't know if this is true, but this is something that I read.
Huh.
Or if you say their name in an Irish accent with a lilt that goes up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I guess you could also say, I guess all Irish dogs know their names. Ooh, embroider that on a pillow. Send it to me.
Irish setters. All Irish dogs know their names.
Yeah.
I will say especially with Coco, our newest little boy, we called him Coco, then we called him Coconut, then we called him Coco Beans, and then we called him Scream Bean. So currently we just call him Scream Bean because he screams a lot. And at some point, I don't know if he does know his name anymore. So
yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, we may have overwhelmed him or broken his CPU.
Spaghetti certainly doesn't respond to a lot this week. International spy.
What'd you say, JPC?
Spaghetti certainly doesn't respond to Gutricia, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop calling her.
Gutricia?
Gutricia.
Oh, brother. Okay. Let's get serious about these riddles. Let's stop being serious. It's not a joke.
We have to get serious.
Aaron, were you about to say the tagline from The Real World? Stop being polite and start getting real?
Yeah. And that's what I think that this show should do.
Remember Real World?
Do you think people would watch the three of us on a season of The Real World? We're just in like Houston, all in a house together.
Well, if it's in Houston, yes.
Yeah.
Because I assume we were training for space.
Yeah. Oh, watching us in a space shuttle, people would watch us.
Here's what I'm confused about. Didn't NASA get defunded, but it still exists? Are they still doing stuff?
NASA, in fact, does still exist. Yes, that's correct. It's not just spiders and a tumbleweed in there.
Interesting. Let's do one more of these Thrink Pinks. Large rowdy crowds play tiles on a grid to form words, but those words can only be the hottest new jargon from the world of computers and science.
Scrabble babble.
Hmm?
Scrabble babble? Oh, Scrabble babble. Yes.
But it's a certain type of babble. It's the new jargon from the world of computers and science, which would be... Think of
Dabble Babble.
music you might play at a rave.
Good music? Is it
loud
good
music?
Is it EDM?
So having to do with computers or science or technology would
but
make
wait,
it.
But wait, techno babble?
Yes.
But wait, does that rhyme? Wait, I'm so confused. Scrabble, techno babble?
Yes, and then we're missing the third word.
Dabble.
Oh.
A large rowdy crowd.
Rabble.
Yes, so put it all together.
Okay.
Dibble dabble rabble scrabble.
Wait, I've just turned into a rooster. Aaron, you've cursed me. Aaron's a witch.
I know. Dibble
dabble babble scrabble.
Aaron said that so fucking deadpan. Like she's just like, oh yeah, dibble dabble blibble blibble.
What do you guys call the game where you put a golf tee between your toes and then you jump into a pool? And then
insane.
You swim to the side, and then
about?
Everybody. The game, the pool game, idiots.
That's nothing. You
the
and your friends
game.
Started doing
what?
Something, and you thought
wait.
It was a universal game.
Wait, Aaron, you put something in your toes, a golf tee.
A white golf tee.
Okay.
You put a white golf tee. Although, I think some people use other objects. But white golf tee in between your toes. And then you go on the diving board.
It has to be white?
And then, yes. Well, it's easier if it's not white, but it's harder if it is white. So then all of the other people playing the game stand on the side of the pool.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you jump off the diving board and somewhere in the water, like when you're underwater, you release the golf tee and then you swim to the side. And then the second you touch the side, everyone on the side of the pool starts looking for where the golf tee is. And then you jump in and grab it. And if you're the first one to grab it, you yell dibble dabble.
Aaron,
and we called it dibble dabble.
So sorry to tell you. This is nothing. This
it's
is not
real.
A game.
It's so real. It's so dangerous because it's a bunch of people jumping in a pool at the same time trying to get something. And
it sounds dangerous.
I was the youngest cousin, and they were all scary and way older. And I almost died 1,000 times during Dibble Dabble.
Aaron, sounds like you were initiated into a Boston gang.
No. It's something. Wait, and then Sean calls it something else. Let me ask.
All right.
Sean
knows I got it, Aaron. Here it is. Dibble Dabble. Dibble Dabble is a family-owned business based in Santa Clarita, California. We believe art should be fun. With that in mind, we design products that combine simplicity and innovation, easy enough for kids to use, versatile enough for adults to enjoy. All right, let's go to their products page. Website appears to be bad. Oh, there are just new products coming soon. So far...
No. It's something.
Incorporated in 2021 and dibble, no products yet.
Dabble.
Oh, Aaron, I found it.
Aaron,
I found it. Tribbles are a fictional alien species in the Star Trek universe. They were conceived by screenwriter David Gerrold and first appeared in 1967. The Trouble with Tribbles was the name of the episode.
So people in the Dibble Dabble game, some people use wiffle balls and some people use bottle caps.
Aaron, are you familiar with The Crown? Did you ever watch the TV show The Crown?
Yes, a couple seasons.
Do you know when Gillian Anderson from The X-Files plays Margaret Thatcher?
Yes.
And she's sitting...
What is this going to be?
She's sitting and playing one Ibble Dibble, two Ibble Dibbles.
Oh, here we go, Aaron. Mm. Okay, here we go. This is Dibble Dabble Hazy IPA. Papaya, cantaloupe, citrus, pomelo, matuka, waimea, and El Dorado hops. Cans must be picked up at our tasting room at 2292 4th Street, Oakland, California, within 24 hours of placing an order. That is the Dibble Dabble Hazy IPA. That
Aaron,
sounds like a fun pool game.
Aaron,
okay,
I found it.
No. Or you need not it. Find it.
In basketball, an illegal dribble occurs when a player ends their dribble by catching or causing the ball to come to a rest in one or both hands, thus being called a double dribble.
I'm not crazy. You guys are crazy. I'm normal.
That's what
you're
crazy.
Sean said that in the Midwest they called it tea. T-E-E.
That's what they call the little white golf thing.
Yes, but...
Here we go. This is the Dibble Dabble official music video on YouTube. I put out 2020 hindsight. Not really much of a music video so far. Kind of like a guy speaking. I can do this. Oh, he's English.
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Oh
it
my
sounds
gosh.
Like it's
okay.
being played backwards in reverse.
It was an interesting rap because he just spent a lot of time not talking.
I sent you a video of it, a YouTube video
Aaron,
of a bunch of kids playing.
Aaron,
it. This is important. Right. And then message me or tweet at me if you've played Double Dabble or some variation of this game.
Okay, uploaded by Keef Clan 10
no,
years
no,
ago.
No, 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 no.
Interesting.
No,
it was, in fact, uploaded 10 years ago, Aaron. So
when hosting the coils, Aaron.
No, 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 no. This video has 1,800 views. It was uploaded a decade ago. It's okay. Very real and normal and good.
This video has 2 likes, and it's called Mitch Wins Dibble Devil.
No, it does not.
Aaron, I got to the 15-second mark, and I have to say, this game must cause more concussions than NFL football.
Dude,
head first.
Yes.
In a manner that is alarming, that scientists call alarming.
I'm telling you that I am lucky to be alive after this
Aaron,
game. Yes.
Would you let your kids play Dibble Dabble?
No, I would not. It's too dangerous.
Of course not.
Would you play
it's not dangerous.
Yes, I would, and I would win. The key to do it is when you're the person jumping in, you let it off at the very bottom of the pool, and then you splash as much as you can so all the little white foam covers up the golf tee. Anyways, what were you saying about riddles?
There's nowhere to go but to a break at this point. So
I'm sorry,
the three of us are going to take our soft... No need to apologize. The three of us are going to take our soft cotton bodies to the pool, and we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hey Dibble Dabble.
That's the name of our new podcast.
Oh my God. Okay. People, you gotta play Dibble Dabble to understand Dibble Dabble. We all just played Dibble Dabble. Now, of course, we're doing this remotely, so we all had to play in our sinks. But it was one of the most fun times I've ever had. Aaron, you were right.
I told you.
Wait.
I told you.
Am I too late? Don't play that game. That's how I died.
All right.
Don't listen to him. It was autoerotic asphyxiation. Yeah.
No.
All right, get the hell out of here, ghost.
Oh, man, these ghosts are pervs.
How about we get into some full-blown riddles?
I love that idea.
Let's blow these bad boys full.
And these are special riddles, and I'll tell you why. These are sent in by a different listener.
Okay.
Who's also a good friend of mine and a fantastic person.
Huh.
But who does not design board games, but has a different occupation. Does anybody want to take a guess at her occupation?
Designing video games?
Close. Her main job is being Adol Refai's mom.
Aww.
Oh.
These are from Patty Stuckey, my mother, and all around the gem of my eye, the apple
of
my
orange.
Yeah,
but she's more than just your mom, okay? She's a full person.
Well, no.
Her identity isn't just tied to her.
She has outside hobbies and interests, but mostly I am her life. she thinks about me 24/7, always.
Sadia Sahuda?
Dr. Seuss. if you're ever in Kewaunee, Illinois, swing by Patty's Barbershop, get your hair cut by my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a nice little tip. And don't be like, stay away from wooden nickels. Don't give her that kind of tip, because that's played out.
You're allowed to do that if you also then do like 35%.
Yes,
you could do a joke one, but you can't just do a joke one on the 20. You got to do a joke one, and then you got to bump it up a little bit.
You got to back it up with big,
yeah,
big,
for their time.
Big bags of cash.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So my mom's sending these riddles. Let's go ahead and hear them. And solve them. What is bought by the yard but worn by the foot?
Shoes at the yard sale.
I heard shoes at the yard sale. Aaron, what did you say?
I didn't say anything. My internet cut out. I'm going through a tunnel. I didn't say fruit. I was thinking fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot.
Wow, that actually works, Aaron. I like that.
Did anybody else use fruit by the foot as a ruler or tape measure in class? I was in wood shop and I'd pull out my fruit by the foot, mark my wood, measure once, mm-hmm. eat twice. Is that
mark my wood? I'll be back.
Measure once, eat twice. That is really.
That funny. Was fruit by the foot's campaign slogan. For all the carpenters
campaign
out
slogan.
There.
Yeah, when fruit by the foot was running for governor of Illinois.
Shockingly and aggressively Republican.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm really sad.
The Fruit Motherfoot had a lot of allies down in Springfield.
What is bought by the yard, but worn by the foot?
Bought by the yard. And this isn't like shoes and socks at a yard sale, because that does make sense. I guess it's not bought by the yard. It's more bought on the yard.
I'll hear an argument for it.
I'm done. That was it. It was that.
Guilty.
I don't know.
Bought by the yard.
Yes.
But worn by the foot.
Yes.
Is this a giant sandal? The sandal of a giant?
No. Aaron, would you say maverick?
Fabric.
Fabric. Aaron, you are very warm.
Gore-Tex.
It is a type of fabric to some degree.
Okay.
It's bought by the yard and worn by the foot. Now, worn is an interesting word and term, because it could mean several different things.
I'm not interested in it at all, I would say. Okay, so worn, it means to let someone know that something is about to happen. That is to warn.
Different meaning.
Okay. It's also war apostrophe in. Be like, I hear the war's coming. And then the old man says, warns now. Warn
peace.
Warn peace.
Interesting. Different. We're still looking for a different meaning.
Okay. Warren, which is the hole in the ground that an animal lives in, like a raccoon or an opossum.
Okay. Opossum. That sounds like an instrument. Bought by the yard, worn by the foot. I'll give you a hint. Open sesame.
Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
Aaron, what did you say?
A cape.
Aaron, you have the first two letters correct.
A car.
Interesting.
C-A.
So you think Aladdin drove
think
a car.
Nothing.
You think Aladdin,
nothing.
Hold on.
A
I do want to see a scene. Hold on. No, no, no.
Oh,
I do want to see a scene.
No, no, no. It's too late.
I want to
no,
see
it's
a
too late. Time.
It's too late for
time.
Time. Time.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are Aladdin, the character. I was going to say Disney character, but he existed well before Disney. You are Aladdin, and JPC, and Aaron, you are in the Cave of Wonders, and you see a lot of treasure, but then you see a magic car that you possibly might persuade to join you on your quests.
Wow, look at all these riches around me. This is amazing. Whoa, what is that? Hello?
Yeah, you got a good eye, ma'am. You got a good eye. That is a 2014 Nissan Sentra.
Oh, okay.
31,000 miles. A 2014 with 31,000 miles. That's leather seats. That's the exclusive trim. Comes with the sound package as well.
You're standing way too close, man, and you smell like you reek of coffee.
I'm sorry. I was on my coffee break. I came over because I saw a woman with a look in her eyes like she knows exactly what she wants, and she wants a 2014 Nissan Sentra that she found in a cave. But if I'm wrong, I'll take a walk.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm here for some like real riches and
that's fine.
Maybe a magic.
My name's Gil. Look around.
Sorry, my friend and I heard you. Hello, I'm also here. We're both named Rich. I couldn't help but overhear when you came in, you said, "Look at all those riches." So we thought we might buy you a drink, m'lady. Enchanté.
This is a mess. No and no. I'm actually not in the market for a new car. Just here for some gold coins. Not looking for anything serious with anybody.
I told
just
you
here
she was looking
riches.
For gold coin and not two riches.
Hey, look. Gil doesn't want to get involved in this, but riches, if you're thirsty, I would love to buy you a drink.
No, thank you. You smell like coffee.
Okay, Gil struck out twice in one day back to the old drawing board. That's the board where I draw some of my characters. just checking, anyone want to see any of my characters? Got a dog named Snoopy.
See?
Dog named Snoopy on the board.
Snoopy?
That's
carpet,
his name.
It's a carpet,
it's
Adel.
It's a carpet.
It's a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Aladdin buying a car. Very, very fun. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I enjoy the show.
The
this is why I love the two of you.
This is the stuff.
Give us another riddle.
Stuff up.
I need one so bad.
Well, Aaron,
I'll die
I do have to give you your flowers and say carpeting was correct.
Thank
you. I heard a lot of the kids today saying give somebody their flowers. So I thought to casually drop it in and then non-casually pointed out that I said it Have you heard this term?
Adel, you're aging in reverse. It's working.
On vacation, I kept saying the word mid. I just got back from vacation, but I kept saying the word mid, and it was driving Mariah insane. Not because I was using it wrong, but because me using it was wrong.
Right, for sure.
We kept eating at places, and I was like, were those tacos kind of mid? And she was like, shut
divorce,
up.
Divorce.
Stop saying it.
Divorce.
My other favorite thing to say to Mariah is I was like, on the low, I think being YT is mid. And she's like, you don't get to say stuff like that.
YT. I think the cringiest thing for me is when I hear white people say fam.
Unless you're Dominic like Toretto.
It. Don't like it. Don't want to hear it. Let's get into another riddle sent to us by Dear Mother Patricia. What horse never appears during the day?
Night horse. And I'll take my flowers.
I'd like to see it.
I'll take my big flowers.
JPC, you're the vigilante night horse. And Adel, you are whoever night horse's sidekick is.
Oh, yeah? You want to kidnap me? Go ahead. Because you know my partner's coming. Oh, there's his signal in the night sky right now. You should have never fucked with Tony Pony, because now you got to deal with Night Horse.
Excuse me, punk. Do you know where I might find my little assistant, Tony Pony?
Hey, man, we don't want any trouble. We weren't doing nothing, man. We love equine.
You should have thought of that. Behoove you messed with Night Horse. Hoof in the face.
Ow! Wait, what, man? Behoove you dealt with...
Don't think about it too hard. Don't think about it too hard.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. May I get you another hoof to the face?
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, you got hit so hard in the head, you might be saddle-brained. Saddle-brained.
Yeah, does that do anything for you? What else?
Just from one villain to a hero?
Mm-hmm.
Get your puns before you show up. Work them out. Showcase them.
Are you saying we put the puns before the horse?
Not really. I guess that's not really...
This is exactly what I'm saying in the way that... You're not prepared. These suck. I even heard good horse pun.
I dropped my pun book on the way over here. And so then I was on the way over because I knew Tony Pony was in trouble. And I was just racking my brain. I was like, think, you've used these a million times. You could definitely pull out some horse puns. But they're so hard without the book.
Puns are the glue that hold a hero.
Too far. Too soon.
Why? Hey, too soon?
So yeah. Many of us have died. So many of us have died.
It's an epidemic.
Good, I'm a villain. Good.
Yeah, but I mean, we're right here. You know, before you start throwing away the glue stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go away. Horse shoe.
Fuck, she's good. She's good.
Wait a second. How is she so good? She's got my book. Book of puns.
Hyde's book behind back.
You've got my book of puns.
No.
Hey, Night Horse, I got this. Tony Pony, X-ray vision activate.
Yes, Tony Pony. Okay. The mini horse with X-ray vision.
I can see
read
her.
One of the puns.
I can
read
see
one
her
of the puns.
Large intestine. I can see her small. You should go to the doctor. It seems like you have a blockage.
Oh, no. Are you horsing around?
Give us the book. Give us the goddamn book.
Please, I love it. See.
Takes out a gun, shoots.
I'll be your worst fucking nightmare. Nightmare. The answer's probably nightmare.
Nightmare.
Answer's nightmare. Mm. Oh, you guys just missed Tony the Pony with X-ray vision was just about to pull out a gun. His signature move.
So funny.
Of course, Night Horse doesn't use guns. Because he knows horse foo.
He has a little gun. Horse foo. Come on. What can pass? It is a nightmare. Very good. What can pass through? This is one of my favorite ones of all time. What can pass through water without getting wet?
Kidney stone.
Think about this long and hard. What was it?
Kidney stone.
Okay. Interesting.
They always come out dry.
Huh.
More Have water.
You, what was that, Aaron?
More water can pass through water without getting wet. I don't know.
Sadly,
can I be honest
brilliant.
With you? I don't know.
Aaron, sadly, it's brilliant.
Ooh, is it like the inside of a submarine?
Wow. That's a good one. What can pass through water without getting wet? It's not the inside of a submarine. It's not more water.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Is it a bubble? Like an air bubble?
That's smart.
No, bubbles, all bubbles are wet.
No.
All bubbles are wet?
Somebody stitched it on a pillow and sent it to me. What was yours? All Irish dogs know their names?
Yeah.
All bubbles are wet. Aaron, do you have a statement you want stitched on a pillow and sent to you?
Help. Help me. Help.
Yeah, and bake a key inside that pillow.
I would love to be walking through a pier one and just see a pillow.
Wait,
that just
how do you make
help
a pillow?
Stitch into it.
Real quick, how do you make a pillow?
Well, you preheat the oven to 380 degrees. I bake a key inside that pillow. That's what I want on a pillow.
A pillow that has stitched, there's a key baked inside me.
What can pass through water without getting wet? Now, this is something found in nature during certain hours of the day.
Light.
Okay.
Aaron, you have part of it correct.
Part of
moonlight.
It.
Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it. I think it's probably the light part.
So I guess all you need is the source.
Sunlight.
And you nailed it. There you go. Sunlight can pass through water without getting wet. Isn't that a fun one? I like that one a lot.
I like that.
And as we all know, that's what gives water its distinctive blue color. Maybe.
Serves up my guy 100%.
Aw, baby Aaron.
Aw.
Baby Aaron agrees.
Well, her name is Grogu.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Her name is Grogu.
And here's some...
Did you guys like the last episode of The Last of Us? I don't mean to spoil it for everybody, but obviously we've already watched it. When Joel turns to Ellie and says, Ellie, let's go. And Ellie says, don't call me Ellie anymore. Call me Grogu. And then they both turn to the camera and wink. And then Joel says, Mandalorian, now streaming on Disney Plus, season 3, baby.
And then Carly Rae Jepsen drops from the ceiling and starts singing her new hit, Call Me Grogu. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. Yeah, for some reason,
but here's my
Pedro
Grogu,
Pascal,
and he's a baby.
But here's my Grogu.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just met the hottest girl, and she gave me her Grogu. Oh, bro. No.
Pedro Pascal is really, really paving the way for people who just want to do lone wolf and cub stories. Lone wolf.
Is Pedro Pascal having a moment?
Oh yeah, it's the Pascalissance.
Pascal is giving moment.
Pascal me maybe.
Pascal me maybe. Wow.
Sorry, I just got punched.
All right,
in the
let's do
twice.
It. A parody from 15 years ago. Let's get it on the internet.
All right. I'll assume that Arnie wrote and recorded that within the next 3 days. Drop that in
so
right
we'll
here.
So just drop that in right here. Okay.
Okay, we're still
taking
waiting.
Longer to start than expected.
Interesting. Huh. Let me shake
here.
My computer. Interesting. It's not.
Try turning it off and turning it back on again.
I'm sure when someone tweets him about this episode, 1 to 15 days from now, he will get right on it.
I think we have time. Let's do one more riddle here. This might be my favorite one set in by Patty.
And you're objective.
And I'm objective. It's weird to call my mom Patty. Did either of you ever have a phase where you called your parents by their first name?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
When my parents became grandparents, not my fault. When they became grandparents, they adopted like grandparent names, and so then my dad just became Pop Pop to everybody. But I never called my dad Pop Pop when I was a kid. But now that's just I just call him Pop Pop.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So the riddle we'll end on, sent in from my mom here, is again, this might be one of my favorite riddles of all time. If you and get your notepads out if you need them. If you have three apples and four oranges in one hand, and four apples and three oranges in the other hand, what do you have?
Really big hands.
Aaron,
really big shoes.
Aaron, the answer is very large hands.
I got it.
I absolutely adore that one. That's fantastic.
That is very good. I want to see a quick scene.
Yes.
So we are going to be, this is going to be a scene where, Adel, you're going in for surgery.
Yeah.
And you're about to meet the surgeon on the day of, right before the surgery, your surgeon is meeting with you to kind of explain what the surgery is going to be. And you see that they have hands that are like four sizes bigger than like a normal hand.
Great.
And Aaron, you're the surgeon, sorry.
Great.
Yeah, I guess I'm just mostly looking to have my fears assuaged before I go under.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh my god.
Can you turn off the game?
Oh my god. Sorry, no, hold on.
Can you turn off the basketball game?
I can't. It's so good.
Wait. What the fuck? Instead of turning it off, you just palm the flat screen TV. That's an 85-inch TV.
Yeah. Anyways, what brings you in?
Well, I'm looking for the delicate touch of a surgeon.
Unfortunately, my god.
My surgery is scheduled 2 hours from now.
Oh my god. What the heck? Your hands. Oh. They're so soft.
My hands? Your hands? Well,
no,
I have soft cotton hands.
Soft. Yeah.
Let me look at your name tag here. Huge Hands Harold.
Yeah.
Huh.
Why are your hands so small?
Why are your hands so big?
We just can't agree on anything.
If you picked your nose, you would kill yourself.
Rude. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to bring a nurse in here, and she's going to check your vitals, see if you're ready for surgery, and then I'll decide what surgery I'm doing on you.
She's going to check your vitals? That's right.
Ooh.
I'm Tom, the male nurse. You didn't think that men could be nurses, did you, doctor?
And pause. Sorry, I love the idea for Tom the male nurse as a sitcom, but this just feels a little, I don't know.
His name was Tom Thumb because he was going to have huge thumbs.
Yeah, if you would just let the moment pass, Beverly, I think you'd find that this is a groundbreaking sitcom in the vein of, what's the one where they say Bazinga?
You know what? This is just what feels... strange to me is we were like, let's bring in the guys who made Breaking Bad. They'll have a great idea for a TV show.
Yes.
It's going to be great, gritty drama, change the scope of television. And then you come in and you bring us this. And I'm just a little bit confused.
Can we be honest with you? Breaking Bad, we did write the script. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul improvised all of it. We gave them an inch. They took a mile. Uh-huh. We said improvise a little. They ended up improvising every single episode, every single line of dialogue, and created a masterpiece. Yeah. Now,
honestly, and this is not their fault.
Yeah.
The money that we made off of that changed us, made us worse, made us much worse.
Yeah,
sort of a Damon Lindelof situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
But never having any talent, and then going down.
If you don't like this, we have another idea. It's superhero. Superheroes are very hot right now. Marvel Universe, mostly just Marvel Universe. It's called Night Horse. Now, there's Night Horse and there's Tony Pony. Now, they are possibly lovers, definitely friends.
Definitely
100% coworkers.
And before your jaw fully hits the floor, Night Horse is a woman. That's right. A woman horse.
A mare. Right, well, we call
out.
Him a mare, I guess.
Get out. Get out.
Well, we do have a horror.
Sane.
Well, something I want to see right now, or listen to more appropriately, is Casey Tony, do you mind playing us a voicemail?
Where are
Clue Crew, I have what I think is an important question. So my boyfriend and I have joked about inviting you guys if we were to get married to our wedding, and he said that he doesn't think specifically JPC would do it because he thinks it would cost too much. I just want to know, how much would it cost to get the three of you to come to our wedding? Thanks. I love the show. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Interesting.
What a sweetie.
So, great question.
JPC, how's it feel to be nailed to the fucking wall for being a frugal member of this
idiot
podcast?
Now, here's the problem with when you're trying to put an offer together to get us to come to your wedding. The three of us, we all take very different currencies. Okay, so you're gonna have to put a complete offer package together that appeals to all three of us.
I famously get paid in wigs. So I think that wedding's going to be about 10 wigs, which is a lot, I know.
Yeah, I famously get paid what Aaron says I should get paid,
which is
usually just a high five.
Yeah, or a couple wigs. The ones
and I get paid.
A couple half wigs.
A wink, a pinch, a wish, in a cool $10,000 check, baby.
You turn into John Travolta at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I'm honestly going to need some more information. Where is this wedding?
Mm.
Can we drive to it? Can I drive to
it? If it's space, that's going to drive the cost up.
Aaron, can I blow your mind?
Mm-hmm.
You can drive to any wedding.
No, that's not
there's
it.
No wedding, there's no wedding that's ever happened that you can't drive to. Now you're saying, Adel, what about a wedding that's on a yacht? Well, you get a car that's lowered into the water by a helicopter. You hit the pedal.
That's going to cost a lot of wigs. Here's my whole thing about it. I'll go to your wedding. I want to break even. As long as it does it, I don't want to make money off of it, but I don't want to lose. I can't afford to lose money on it.
Oh, Aaron,
so,
sorry.
As long as I break
you're misreading
even.
The invite. You're misreading the invite. It's Evan.
Oh.
She's marrying Evan.
Don't want to break Evan on it.
I don't want to break Evan on it.
If your wedding is in Chicago or LA and it's on like a weekend that I am free, I will stop by. I will harass one of your uncles and I will get kicked the fuck out. And I can promise you that.
Yeah,
but I don't think I'm driving to Tulsa.
I'll go to the wedding. I feel like in the last year and a half, we've gotten invited to so many weddings. And I just want to say, it feels amazing. I feel like we are the most beautiful bells at the ball. I feel like suddenly this influx of people wanting us, we're in high demand. So I would say, anyone out there, please invite us to your wedding. And there is a good chance that we will say that we will come. So keep those invites coming.
And here's what I will say. Stop finding love, you freaks. What the fuck is happening? You listen to a Riddle podcast. Nice. You should be ashamed to walk outside. Stop finding love. Stop finding someone who cares for you. And stop trying to build lives together. Sit in your room and listen. That's what you do.
I think about what you've done.
Relate to that voicemail because I, too, am pretty sure that you will never show up to my wedding. You're like, do I have to do anything? Do I have to pay anything? Forget it.
And Aaron, that's next week.
Aaron, here's my promise. I'll be at the third one, the fifth one, and the ninth one.
Thank you.
And I will be. And I'll stand at every one of those.
Is that
and
the
those
Fibonacci
are all my favorite
sequence?
Husbands. No, JBC, you're safe. No one wants to marry me, but one day someone might, and then you'll be sorry.
Well, Aaron, if you weren't talking to two married guys, we'd marry you today, okay?
No, thank you. No.
If anybody out there is a seamstress, please make me a Fibonacci sequins dress, and I will wear that to any wedding. I do want to say,
bake the Fibonacci sequins into a pillow and then eat it at your wedding.
Send that over.
Bake it into a pillow.
I do want to say the real answer. JBC, I don't want to put you on blast, but here's the real answer. Having worked with JBC in many different sort of corporate gigs and avenues and whatnot, here's what he does every time.
Yep.
Somebody says, how much does it cost to bring you, let's say it's JPC and Adel. How much does it cost to bring JPC and Adel to this gig? And JPC immediately replies, what's your budget? Which I think is the best move.
Yeah.
Because then they say, well, our budget is $3,000 to $5,000. And you go, yep, it's $5,000.
Yeah, ours is $5,000 too. That's exactly what we charged.
Turns out.
What I say is, normally we do for $7,000, but I guess I could lower it to $5,000. Don't tell anybody about this special discount you get. Go out there and hustle if you're hustling for hustling for gig work out there.
Hustling for gigs. And Aaron, anytime you're back in Chicago, let us know and we'll do a little corporate gig for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you can afford us. Aaron, you've done corporate gigs with us.
Yeah, and they have traumatized me for the most part. They've been fun, but also I've been traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Aaron, speaking of things that traumatize us, but also kind of might end up being fun, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Sure. Sitcom D&D is also on the HeadGum Network, and I love it a lot, and we have lots of fun guests this season, so check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I would like to plug, if you want to leave us a voicemail, please call 805-RIDDLE-1, that's 805-743-3531, or you can send us mail or packages or wedding invitations to Hey Riddle Riddle at 6351 West Montrose Avenue, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, of course, 60634. I also want to give a huge shout out to Magic Tavern. Hello for the Magic Tavern, to be exact.
Thank you. Celebrating their
8-year anniversary, very cool, just a few days ago. And I also want to give a big ups to JPC and Casey Tony for recommending to me a game called Elden Ring, which I reluctantly started, didn't like for the first 5 hours, and now I'm absolutely obsessed with it. So check out Elden Ring. It's incredible. It's like...
Makes me so happy to hear.
The way I compare it to other games is I say it's like Breath of the Wild has a bad acid trip at a Guar concert.
That's pretty, yeah, I like that.
It's fantastic. JPC, do you have anything to plug or to review?
I'm back on my bullshit, and we're reading 5-star reviews. You want to get your 5-star review right on the show? Just submit it to Apple iTunes. I might pick it, and I might read it just like I'm reading this one from Listless in Lake Buena Vista. Review says, small, medium, large, large. I would vote large on each one of these hosts every day if I could. Aww. This is the only podcast that has made me laugh so much I get worried I was unknowingly high at work. We will now each say our favorite colors so Hannah can make us friendship bracelets that we won't see for at least a year. Side note to Little Monkey Bones, I miss you, buddy. I understand that your stardom has made it impossible for Aaron, Adel, and JPC to be able to afford to have you on the show anymore, but if you have it in your heart, I'd love to hear from you again. Well, I hope you're listening to the ads version because I keep appearing on all the ads.
Little Monkey Bones, while we have you here, we want to hire you for a corporate gig. How much does it cost to bring you in?
3 dreams, a piece of cake, and a pumpkin seed.
Aaron, do we have that? What do we have?
No, of course not. That's insane.
Check your pockets. Do you have anything in your pockets? Check it. What do you have?
I got pillows with keys baked in them.
There must be something else, something bigger.
Jupiter!
I have 20 dreams, but can anyone break it to 20?
Little Monkey Bones Forever. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Any notes?
Can I pee before our next episode?
Good note.
Yeah.
That's a question, not a note.
I don't have any notes, but bleep Adel's mom's name, obviously.
It's going to sound like I'm calling her a C word or something.
Yeah, obviously do that. Hey there, Shamrocks and Leprechauns. If you like that, you are going to love this. This Friday is St. Patrick's Day, so you know what that means. We're playing America's favorite game, small, medium, or large. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.